welcome to Studio Classroom, where learning English is fun. My name is Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today. Well, we are continuing a lesson called That's an Interesting Job. And yes, we are indeed learning about some very unique jobs. Yesterday, we learned about two interesting jobs, personal shopper and cruise ship pianist. Now, which would you rather be? Well, today, we'll be discussing completely different jobs. Ethical hacker. What's that? You'll find out today. And a body parts model. Now, this isn't just any old model. And high-rise window washer. Wow, that sounds scary. Can you think of some other interesting jobs? Hey, let's go ask Gabe. Come on.
Hey, everyone. My name is Gabe.
So, Gabe, can you think of any other interesting jobs?
Well, yeah, sure. Maybe a greeting card designer. You can design greeting cards. Or, I was just reading about one, nail polish namer.
Oh, wow. That is actually a very interesting job.
Yeah, you could name nail polish. I mean, you could spend your whole life just smelling nail polish and seeing what name is appropriate for the colors.
Well, there are so many interesting jobs out there, and we're actually going to continue learning about interesting jobs right now with our first reading.
That's an interesting job. Ethical hacker. Ethical hackers spend their time attacking computer security systems to prevent data theft and fraud, using the same techniques as their unethical counterparts who only want to steal. Ethical hackers look for system weaknesses and report the problems. One needs certification, IT security experience, and a college degree. But it can be very exciting. Body parts model. Sometimes fashion models look good modeling a whole outfit, but some individual parts of their bodies are not good for close-ups. That's why body parts models are crucial.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Michelle. 首先我们要来看的第一个重点是 fraud 这个名词。Fraud 是指诈欺或者是诈骗。例如 ,the con man was arrested and sentenced for business fraud. 这名骗子被捕而且因为商业欺诈而被判刑。或者是 ,the insurance fraud became the focus of the media because it involved a great deal of money.这个保险诈欺案成为媒体的焦点，因为牵涉的金额非常大。Fraud 也指骗子、假货或者是硬品。例如 ,that picture of Bob with the president is a fraud. Bob has never even met him. 那张 Bob 跟总统的合照是假的，他根本从来没有见过他。继续我们看的是 counterpart 这个名词。Counter 是指对立的，所以 counterpart 是指相对的人或相等对应的事物。例如 ,the Prime Minister will meet his counterpart from Great Britain to discuss the food shortage problem. 首相会与大英帝国的元首讨论食物短缺的问题。或者是 ,the price of our new product is higher than its counterparts, but its quality is superior.我们新产品的价格比其他类似的产品高，但是品质更好。
Thanks, Michelle. Well, here at the beginning of our lesson, we read ethical hacker. Now, typically, when I hear the word hacker, I think of someone who is trying to do something illegally. Maybe they're trying to gain access to a computer illegally. But what about an ethical hacker?
Well, an ethical hacker, this seems kind of strange because, mm-hmm. like you said, most hackers are doing something wrong or illegal. Now, an ethical hacker, I guess, is someone who is doing similar things, but for a good reason. And we're going to learn more about what an ethical hacker does. But let's take a look at these words, ethical and unethical, the opposite.
Now, these are some great words to talk about. Now, ethical refers to principles of right and wrong, or that you do something in accordance to those principles of right and wrong. And what do you think unethical means?
Well, that is the opposite. It's unethical. That means it's bad practices. So we have ethical practices, ethical behavior, or unethical practices and behavior. For example, maybe you can guess which one of these activities is ethical and unethical.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, here.
Ready?
Taking bribes, Rebecca, ethical or unethical?
Unethical.
You're right.
Okay, I have another one for you.
Okay, good.
Or I have one for you. Stealing money.
Stealing money, of course, that is unethical. How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Paying your taxes.
Oh, come on, Gabe, that's obviously ethical.
Yes, it is.
I have one more for you.
Okay.
Cheating on a test.
Oh, well, it uses the word cheating, so of course it's unethical. Okay, there are many more examples of ethical and unethical behavior. See if you can come up with a few of your own.
Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, ethical hackers spend their time attacking computer security systems to prevent data theft and fraud. This actually sounds like a really important job, doesn't it?
I think it is, because there are so many unethical hackers out there, real hackers who gave us that name, hacker, and they're out there doing illegal things. Well, let's talk about that word data. Now, of course, this is another word for information, but something interesting about this word is that it never has an S on the end.
Exactly. You wouldn't say there's lots of datas.
Mm-mm.
Or where's the datas? Of course not. It's just data.
Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. They want to share a little bit about oxymorons. I mean, after all, ethical hacker? That's kind of an oxymoron.
When we say someone is ethical, we mean someone who is decent and moral. Someone who knows the difference between right and wrong.
When we say someone is a hacker, however, we think of an evil computer genius who breaks into other people's computers.
That's right. Hackers cause trouble by getting into private emails, bank account information, business documents, or even government secrets.
So, when we put these two words together, ethical hacker, we get an oxymoron.
That's right. An oxymoron is a figure of speech where two seemingly contradictory words appear side by side. Often they're used to draw attention to a particular idea.
Well, it got our attention. Ethical hacker does seem a contradiction, doesn't it? An honest and upright person who attacks computer security systems?
There are lots of oxymorons that you've probably never noticed before. For example, open secret, something that is supposed to be a secret but is actually widely known.
Or how about paid volunteer? I thought volunteer meant working for free.
I did too. Here are a few more. Liquid gas, old news, original copy, and working vacation. Friends, can you think of any other oxymorons?
我们今天来看 oxymoron, 中文翻译成矛盾修辞法，其实就是把相互矛盾的两个字放在一起，以获得特殊的效果。就像 ethical hacker, ethical 是合乎伦理道德的， hacker 是电脑骇客，照理说 hacker 所做的事是违反道德，用 ethical 这个字来形容 hacker 就产生了一个有趣的 oxymoron。 另外像 open secret 大家都知道的秘密， old news 旧新闻， working vacation 打工度假，都是典型的 oxymoron。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Okay, I'm excited about this next part, body parts model, because I am actually a body parts model. Actually, I have a picture here of my foot, and it's right over... That's not my foot.
Gabe, what kind of picture is this? We're talking about body parts model.
Yeah, well,
how is this?
This is a chicken foot. Okay, let's see the next picture here. The next picture is of my foot. Let's see. That's
your foot, Gabe?
That's not my foot either.
Okay.
That's someone else who is a body parts model.
Gabe,
yeah.
So what is this body parts model all about? First, you show us a chicken foot.
Yeah.
And then you show us your foot. But
well,
it wasn't your foot.
You're right. So let's read here about
okay.
this. Sometimes fashion models look good modeling a whole outfit. So maybe they have a pretty face, they're very slender, but some individual parts of their bodies are not good for close-ups, and so that's why we need a body parts model.
And let's talk about this phrase, close-ups. Now, why do you think a close-up of a picture might be important? Well, there are many reasons, and one being, well, close-ups, it tightly frames a person rather than their entire body. And
It emphasizes like what
yes.
is important about something. So
exactly.
you can have a close-up of a leg just like you saw, or maybe you like to take pictures that are close-ups. You could call those close-up shots. That's a very close-up picture, up close and personal.
Right. And also close-ups show someone's emotion, which can be very significant if you're looking for a good picture of someone's face.
I think so, too. All right. Well, we have a lot more to learn, but we're going to have to wait until right after our break. We'll see you soon.
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where you are when you want to learn about ethical hacking, among other things, of course. Yes, that's what we've been talking about in today's lesson, about interesting jobs and unique jobs. Well, not just any hacker can do this job. You need a certification and IT security experience on top of your college degree. Right now, we are looking at another interesting job, being a body parts model. Well, let's learn more about this right now.
That's an interesting job. Their specialty involves modeling one part of their body, like a hand, foot, or leg. Hand models help sell rings, bracelets, or nail products. Foot models make shoes look good, and leg models highlight things like stockings or lotion. High-rise window washer. Imagine going out onto the roof of a 30-story building, turning around and stepping backward over the edge. High-rise window washers do that every day, but of course they are attached to one or more ropes. They enjoy incredible views and witness lots of goings-on inside offices. Definitely not a job for the faint of heart.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 specialty 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 special， 特别在这个形容词，所以 specialty 是指。 特长、专长、专业或者是专攻，例如 Lawrence's specialty is music engineering. Lawrence 的专长是混音工程。Specialty 也指特产或者是特色食品，例如 The specialties of this restaurant are cheeseburgers and chili fries. 这家餐厅的特色菜是起司汉堡以及辣豆酱薯条。最后我们看的是 high-rise 这个名词。 High-rise 是指高楼或者是高楼层的大厦。例如 Janet's office is in that modern high-rise. Janet 的办公室就在那栋现代很现代的大楼里。或者是 These high-rises create the city's unique skyline. 这些高楼形成了这个城市独特的天际线。High-rise 也可以当形容词，例如 A high-rise office building, 一栋高楼层的办公大楼。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Okay, well, we're talking about body parts models here. There are many different kinds. Hand models, foot models, leg models. And we read here, foot models make shoes look good, and leg models highlight things like stockings or lotion. Let's take a look at that phrase, to make something look good. What does that mean?
Well, maybe something originally didn't look very good, mm-hmm. and then someone came along and made it look even better than before. Or maybe it didn't look good at all. Well, you could use this phrase, make something look good, or make something look better. For example, you could also use this to refer to food. That chef, he really knows how to make that pizza look really good.
Oh, I agree. And certain pictures, certain close-up shots of food make that food look really good. Well, you could also use another word like bad. So, for example, maybe you said something that embarrassed me. I would say, you really made me look bad in front of all those people.
So why don't you take a few moments and see if you can create some of your own sentences using this sentence pattern. Well, right now, let's continue on with our lesson, and we are going to learn about the high-rise window washer. Now, that sounds like an exciting job, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like an exciting job and a scary job. I think we have a picture of someone who is, washing the windows of a high-rise. Of course, a high-rise is short for a high-rise building, a very tall building. This looks like a scary job.
It looks like it could be a little dangerous, too, so maybe that isn't the type of interesting job I would like, but you never know. Maybe that's something you'd be interested in.
But I think we should take a look at something from this next sentence that has to do with high rises. It's the word story. We see a 30-story building. Now, story is another word for floor. So if it has 30 stories, that means it has 30 floors.
Exactly. Or you could also say, how many stories are in this building?
Mm-hmm. Or you could talk about things that are so many stories high. For example, I have yet to take you, Rebecca, to this waterfall. This waterfall is about 3 stories high, and you can jump off into the water below.
Yes, you've been talking about that waterfall, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to check it out. Well, I think that we need to keep our lesson moving along. If we go to the second to last sentence, we read, they enjoy incredible views and witness lots of goings on inside offices. Now, what do we mean by goings on?
Well, this means something that is happening, or many things that are happening. So the goings on. For example, there are lots of goings on at the carnival, or lots of goings on at this festival.
Exactly. You could also say, there are a lot of strange goings on around here. I wonder if everything's okay.
Well, this job, cleaning a window on a high-rise building, is definitely not for the faint of heart. Now, we need to take a closer look at this sentence with Liz.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. Definitely not a job for the faint of heart. Our focus today is on the pattern. Definitely not a something for somebody. We use this pattern when we want a quick and direct way to say how something is not a good thing for somebody. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is talking about how a certain job is not suitable for the faint of heart, or people who get scared and nervous easily. Okay, let's have a look at some other example sentences. Let's say you had watched a movie and you're surprised at how some of the scenes were very violent. Then someone comes up to you and asks you how the movie was. You can say, definitely not a movie for young kids. Or let's say you're hiking through a national park and there is one trail that is very difficult and not suitable for visitors who are not used to hiking. So to describe this trail, we can say, definitely not a trail for beginners. And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you next time.
This job?
No, I don't think so.
Excuse me, but what are you doing?
I'm looking for fascinating jobs online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here's an opening for a personal shopper.
A personal shopper? Is there any special schooling required?
No, but experience in retail sales is an asset, along with enthusiasm, energy, and patience.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Oh, here's another job, a cruise ship pianist.
Playing the piano and traveling extensively. Oh, what kind of music?
Broadway, classical, jazz, pop. You have to play many styles.
Yeah. Oh, look, ethical hackers wanted. What do they do?
They look for system weaknesses and report problems.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it can be, but you need a college degree and experience.
Oh. What is that? Body parts model?
Yes. It involves modeling one part of your body.
Oh, like hands and feet?
Yes. Hands can model rings and bracelets. Feet can model shoes and stockings.
Oh, now that's interesting. Look, a high-rise window washer.
Yeah. Imagine cleaning windows 30 stories high. The view would be incredible.
And scary. No, thank you. So, which of these jobs is right for you?
None. I already have a job.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I find work for other people.
Now that's fascinating.
Today we looked at some specialized jobs like an ethical hacker. You may not feel like those two words go together, but these hackers attacking computer security systems so they can prevent data theft as well as fraud. They look for weaknesses in a system and report the problems. These people use the same techniques as their counterparts do, but for good. Interested? Well, you need a certificate, IT security experience, and a college degree. And I know you've heard of models. But body part models? Well, these models have a specialty that involves modeling one part of their body, like a hand or a foot or a leg. Hand models model things like nail products and jewelry, while foot models make shoes look like something you want to buy. And our last job we looked at is a high-rise window washer. Attached to ropes, they step backwards off a 30-story building to do their job. They do have incredible views and see interesting goings-on inside the buildings as well. But if you are faint of heart, this is probably not the job for you.
Thanks, Linda. Well, I think I am going to become a personal shopper.
And I am going to be a high-rise window washer.
But wait, what about your recorder?
Oh, well, I have that here, too. I can play the recorder while I wash those windows.
You enjoy that job. Well, everyone, I hope you have enjoyed our lesson today. And what job would you want to do? Well, be sure to join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.